Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, good morning. It is March 11th, 2022, Friday. Beautiful day outside. Hopefully this is the beginning of spring and we can start to, warm up a bit. It's been a little hit or miss with the temperature, but we are surviving. And so it's nice to just see a beautiful day, even though I do think for some reason that we are going to get snow on Saturday, which would be tomorrow. Yeah, actually, I think now that I think about it, I think it's supposed to be really nice, and then we're supposed to have a huge plunge in temperature with a chance of snow. So there you go. Just when you think you got it figured out, life throws you a curveball. But it is Friday. I hope everyone is doing well. So I was looking, I was looking through just different stuff. As one of the books that I was looking through is Bill Sees It. And, the first page or chapter, personality change. It has often been said of AA that we are interested only on alcoholism. That is not true. We have to get over drinking in order to stay alive. But anyone who knows the alcoholic personality by firsthand contact knows that no true alky ever stops drinking permanently without undergoing a profound personality change. We thought conditions drove us to drink, and when we tried to correct these conditions and found that we couldn't do so to our entire satisfaction, our drinking went out of hand and we became alcoholics. It never occurred to us that we needed to change ourselves to meet conditions, whatever they were. And that's out of As Bill Sees It. And I don't remember. You know, it's interesting. I don't really remember the struggle. I really don't. I don't remember. You know, I've often said that I didn't become an alcoholic until I came to AA or until I showed up at in a program. Up until that point, I just drank a lot. I still struggle with what an alcoholic is. I mean, I know because I've experienced it a couple times. When I went back out, when that voice said, "You deserve a drink," and I tried it, I literally couldn't stop. The switch had been turned back off. So right there, I know that is alcoholism. But it wasn't always that way. You know, I evolved into it. And I like how when you read there, I don't remember, though, me looking for conditions to quit drinking. I don't really recall ever trying to quit drinking. Isn't that weird? I'm one of these folks that drank and then, an extreme personality change, right? I got my ass kicked. I'm sure it's happened, but I don't think there's anybody out there that just, an alcoholic that just says, "Hey, I've had enough." I just don't think it happens. If it does, good for you. If you were that person that just decided one day, alcoholism for you and you quit, good for you. But I don't think that happens for most of us. I think it takes a real personality change. And when I say personality, I mean when the self-centered asshole gets an adjustment. Ultimate humiliation, ego devastation. When ego is running amok and then gets abruptly adjusted, that's when the door opens. And it's up to us to step through. And that's kind of what happened to me. I never tried to quit. Up until the day that I quit, I didn't try to quit. I thought about it. But I'm not sure what the motivation was behind that. Because I love drinking. I absolutely loved it. I think once I got drunk, I started to delve into my life and into my mind and maybe thought that I had higher expectations of myself. I don't know. You know, I was talking to my dad about it the other day, and I said, I think I just had higher expectations for myself. I had a plan. And it wasn't going as planned. You know, I was watching, I shared the other day, I've been watching these shows, these cops pulling people over. I don't know why, I find that just fascinating. This lady got pulled over, I don't know how old she was, 50s, something like that. She had a guy in the car. I mean, they're driving the car. I mean, they're basically, it reminded me of when I was a kid, we used to go camping and my mom would, or my dad would, you know, it was a thing, you'd get behind an 18-wheeler and draft with them and you could save some fuel, you know, because you would catch the draft off of the 18-wheeler. And it almost appeared like these folks were doing the same thing, but they were like super close. And the cop pulls them over and he's like, hey, how y'all doing? Just wanted to let you know you probably should, you know, create a little more space between you and the truck. If they break, it could be a real issue. And they're like, oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, I apologize about that. And he's like, oh, yeah, but just let me get your driver's license. You know, he's in. You let him in. And to listen to these people, you know, with the excuses and the blaming, and they were smuggling methamphetamines. And what I took from that is, you know, if I hadn't gotten sober, this could be me. You know, this was me. You know, living, bebopping along, you know, shucking and jiving. You know, how can I get this? When's my big windfall? Big payout. You know, when is it going to be my turn? And it doesn't happen, you know? And I'm sure this lady was, you know, it was suggested to her that maybe she could drive this car because it was basically one of those situations. They're driving from Idaho to Mississippi, right? In a rental car, in a white rental car. And I'm sure the guy's like, this man, hey, babe, we can just drive down to Mississippi and back and you can make, you know, couple $100. I don't know what they got paid. I don't even know. I don't know any of the details. I just know that they had like 14 pounds of meth on them. But that was me. You know, that's the kind of stuff I was up for. That was how low my life had gotten. And you know, you could see this lady. They put her in the back of this cop car. And you know, I don't know when the last time you've been in the back of a cop car, but they've come a long way, because this lady was basically in a little jail cell. I mean, they put her in the car and they had a camera on her, and it was basically a jail cell. It's not like they put you in the back seat of an open car. Maybe this is just because they were highway patrol or whatever, but she was locked up. As soon as they shut that door on her, she was locked up. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. She was going to jail. And you can just see she's like going through this list in her mind. You know, why did I do this? Why didn't I just say no? Why? That would have been me. That would have been me. You know, this program and this, the ability to be surrounded by people in a program that helped me see me for who I am. Kindly, gently, right? And that's what this program has been. You know, it says that, I think it said something like, you know, we think this program's only about alcohol. This program is about serenity and freedom that honestly, most people, I think, and I've said before, if it said we admitted we were powerless over self, that our lives have become unmanageable, we'd all be candidates for this meeting or a program. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I go, I don't know why I went to AA. I don't know why. I mean, I obviously drank, but God, you know, I did tons of drugs. I did everything. But for some reason, something happened that night when I went to BB Hospital, and they came up to me and they asked me if I wanted to come down to that meeting, and I just said yes, and I just found comfort and peace with those guys and in that group, and I just stuck with it. But I could go to AA. There's other meetings. NA, CDA. I forget them all. Children of Alcoholics. Parents of Children of Alcoholics. I don't know what they all are. But I could have gone to any of them. But for some reason, the AA meeting really worked out for me. And still does. It continues to work out. But, you know, and I've gone through this. You know, when you have an alcohol problem, when you can't put down alcohol, to me, that seemed like the problem. I had no idea of the kind of person that I was. I had no idea the condition I was in. I had no idea how far I had gone down the tunnel of self. Or I had no idea how I had put zero effort into trying to find maturity or humility into my life. I just, you know, and it's always, you know, I think for every alcoholic like myself that exists, there is a group of people that surrounded me that allowed it. You know, it's usually, you know, we see it in our kids and, you know, raising kids. And, you know, my wife and I, we're a blended family. But, you know, I'm always, you know, judging how she's raising, or not raising, but, you know, interacts with our daughter. And, you know, she allows our daughter to get away with stuff. And in her mind, she's just, you know, having a relationship with her daughter. In my mind, she's getting walked all over. You know, she's being taken advantage of. And I'm sure in my wife's mind, when she watches the interaction between the boys and I, she feels the same way. Right? But we're loving. We love our kids and we love our family and we allow it. You know, we had a conversation the other day. I said, we need to adjust some attitudes around here because we are raising kids that eventually have to go out into society and be part of it. And we don't want to raise those kids. We don't want to raise kids like us. And that's exactly, you know, as much as I love my parents, but my parents, you know, it's a fine line to walk, right? You got to figure out what's, you know, tough love and still love. It's tough. I'm, you know, just very grateful for the freedom that this program has given us and gives me. And you know, yes, I don't have to drive on the highway drunk, of course. But I also don't have to find, like, smuggling methamphetamine across state lines is an option for me.
Crosses land, me and you. We'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free. Just as free. Free as we'll ever be.
driving till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon, do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free.
It makes me emotional just to hear that. Free. Free. You know, it's I don't think that a lot of people understand. I didn't understand when and I like to say when I began to address my struggles with alcohol, but I never began to address a damn thing. You know, it was about what I wanted. You know, and the self-centeredness of me at the time. And still, listen, I'm still self-centered. I'm not going to try to front that out. I am absolutely still self-centered, but I didn't realize how bad I was. Like, gross. Like, disgusting. Like, I mean, you know, if I was to see, if I was to look at a person like me or see me, I'd be grossed out by just the arrogance, you know, the of what I put my parents through. And, you know, and what they allowed, I suppose, you know. You know, my dad and I have talked about it before, and as a parent, and I see myself, you know. It's easy to be critical, right? But when it comes to your own kids, you know, my son, my oldest son went skiing, and you know, obviously gas prices have gone up. I know it's a hot topic right now. But My oldest son went skiing with his mother, and they were coming back on Saturday, and, you know, that was the thing they were doing. And my son calls me, you know, my son has a girlfriend, and it's his first girl, not his first girlfriend, but his first serious girlfriend. And, you know, he was gone all week. I know he misses her. I know it. Right. And, but that's what they were doing, right? He was going with his mom. It was a trip they planned. They really didn't even include me in, you know, discussing it. I think it was mentioned, and I was like, hey, you know, that's fine, whatever. But I get a call yesterday, hey, can you meet me up in Dover on Friday at 5:30? And I'm like, you know, we had plans, my wife and I. We still have plans. You know, we didn't have any kids. Our daughter was going over to grandma's. David was skiing. Sam's at his mom's. So it was a whole thing. And we were going to hang out and go out to dinner. And my son is like, you know, can you pick me up? And part of me is like, no. No, that wasn't part of the deal. We hadn't discussed this. This wasn't brought up. You know, I didn't know anything about this. Why is this now my issue? And I know what the problem is. He misses his girlfriend. He wants to come back and see his girlfriend, which I get. I definitely understand that. But, you know, like I said, part of me is like, hey, you know, I get a, this is a lesson to be taught. You hadn't discussed it, right? There was no plan. And, you know, this is a time to learn. But at the same time, I'm like, I get it. You know, I imagine back when I was young and I had my first girlfriend, and if I was away for a week, that'd be all that was on my mind. You know, so am I going to take an opportunity to teach my son a lesson, or do I, you know, be a hero? And I can tell you right now, I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to go pick him up. And, but I understand, right? So that makes it better. But the point is that it's just a, you know, it's great. It's easy to be critical of other people, but when it comes to ourselves or it comes to myself, you know, I still screw up. And I don't even know if I'm screwing up. Actually, I'm not even sure about that. I just, you know, these are the things that I think parents get caught up in. And I think my parents got caught up in it. And on top of that, we were adopted. So then you're really trying to piece it all together. You know, I think as a, you know, I think my parents always worried that we wanted to leave them. Right? You know, we were, I mean, how do you have kids and then always constantly worry that maybe their parents, their birth parents might show back up or something? I don't know. I don't know the insanity in there, but they put up with a lot of shit, and they allowed us to get away with a lot of shit. I don't think I would, you know, I'd like to say that I wouldn't allow my kids to get away with the same shit, but who knows, right? Who knows? It's tough. You have to take each day. And, you know, but I know one thing, that I'm sober, right? And I get to have this opportunity. You know, I don't have to have this opportunity. I get to. And that's a huge, you know, when my mom was sick and, you know, we had to take care of her, I told my dad, because my dad became very burdened with this. And I think this happens, and I don't fault him for it, but, you know, he's like, I have to do this, and I have to do this. And I go, you know, Dad, you have to, you get to. You get to do this for Mom. You get to. You know, there's things that I can do, and there's positions that I can take that remind myself that I get to. You know, I get to be sober. And there was a big swing in my whole attitude about it when I realized that I get to. Because when I had to, it didn't really work. I get to be sober. I get to have this gift. You know, I get to drive down the highway. I get to be free of considering, you know, smuggling drugs, right? Because I've, you know, I get to work and I get to have relationships with people and I get to do my best. You know, when I was under the influence of alcohol and drugs, I could not do my best. They're anchors, backpacks of lead. You know, I can't be at my best if I'm drunk, thinking about getting drunk, or recovering from being drunk, which was pretty much it. That was my day. I'd wake up drunk, work out through half the day in my mental madness of, you know, that I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm done. That's it. I've had it. I'm definitely not drinking tonight. Yada, yada, yada. By lunchtime, reconsidering that, maybe just having beer. Nope, we'll skip the vodka tonight, right? And by the end of the day, I'm, you know, over at my parents drinking beer. You know, I used to go, I had a job. I used to go over to my parents after work. And I would, my dad used to have beer in his refrigerator. And I'd, you know, drink some beer. And I'd fall asleep on their couch. And I'd lay there until about 5 or 6. And then I would leave. You know, my dad'd be working in his office. My mom would be doing her thing in the kitchen. And I would be, you know, I used to go by there, just watch TV. And I'd end up drinking some beer and passing out on their couch. And then kind of, I shouldn't say that. I maybe would have one beer. I don't think I was drinking a bunch of beers over there. But I'd probably take like a nap because I was in a pretty physical job. And then I would end up, you know, stopping at the liquor store, you know, buying beer or buying vodka or something. And just repeating it over and over. Because having to get sober wasn't on my mind. But I get to be sober. And it's a real shift in personality, I think. Shift in attitude. I mean, we can all adjust our attitude just with that shift in thought that we get to. You know, we get to drive. We get to work. We get to have relationships with other people. We get to be sober. We get to go to meetings. We get to be there for other people. It's a mindset. And, you know, before that, I was just a victim of all of it. And it's really bad. So anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. I really don't have a lot going on. I don't want to start reading from As Bill Sees It, but I just thought I would kind of look into it and see what was going on. As far as that book goes, it is, that's AA material, and I don't want to, you know, get in any trouble. But I hope everyone has a great day. Later.
Land.